Hello, my burrow buddies. This is Floppy, your favourite lop rabbit, and welcome back to another episode of 12 Hop Flop. I'm absolutely thrilled to have you all here with me today as we explore a topic that's as important to us rabbits as it is to you humans: self-reflection. In today's episode, titled Pause and Reflect: The Importance of Self-Reflection and Personal Growth, we're going to dive into why taking some time to reflect isn't just for those quiet moments under the willow tree, but is essential for growing and thriving in the bustling human world. Just like how I often pause to consider which patch of the garden has the crispiest lettuce, you too can benefit from pondering your life's paths and choices. So, fluff up your tail, find a cozy spot, and let's get ready to hop into some thoughtful insights. As we hop along today's topic, let's start with the basics. What is self-reflection? And why should we even bother? Well, self-reflection is like looking into a pond and seeing not just your reflection, but also peering deeper into the water to see what lies beneath. It's about understanding your thoughts, feelings, and actions, and how they affect your life and those around you. For us rabbits, reflection is a daily part of life. Whether it's pondering which tunnel leads to the safest burrow, or which veggies will satisfy our tummies without making them rumble, thinking things through keeps us hopping along smoothly. And for you humans, it's no different. Taking the time to reflect can help you in these four important areas. First, making better decisions. Just as I choose my paths carefully in the garden to avoid the nosy neighbour's cat, you can use reflection to make more thoughtful and informed choices in your life. Second, understanding yourself better. Understanding why you feel a certain way or react a certain way can be enlightening and can lead to personal growth. Third, improving relationships. By reflecting on your interactions with others, you can see where you might be a wonderful companion or where you might be stepping on a few paws, metaphorically speaking. And fourth, achieving your goals. Setting and achieving goals is easier when you regularly consider your progress and recalibrate your actions, just like how I check on my carrot stash to ensure it's well stocked for winter. Take, for example, my bonded partner, 8-Bit, and me. We often reflect on our days spent munching clovers and dodging garden sprinklers, discussing what we enjoyed and what scared us. This helps us support each other better and grow stronger as a duo, finding new adventures that suit us both. Now that we've nibbled on why reflection is so important, let's dig into how you can start reflecting effectively in your own life. As someone who's quite experienced in pondering the best times to sneak into the garden, oh, those delicious risks! I have some tips that might help you humans get started on your reflective journey. Firstly, find your own peaceful corner, much like I find a quiet spot in the burrow to relax and think about my day. This could be anywhere that feels safe and tranquil to you, perhaps a cozy chair by the window, or even a park bench where you can sit undisturbed. Making self-reflection a regular part of your routine can be as rewarding as the first bite of a fresh carrot in the morning. Whether it's a few moments each morning as you sip your coffee or a quiet minute before bed, setting a regular time for reflection helps weave this practice into the fabric of your daily life. Instead of a checklist, think of reflection as a gentle conversation with yourself. Ask questions like, "What made me happy today?" or "What could I have done better?" These questions are seeds that can grow into deeper insights about your life, helping you understand yourself better with each passing day. And why not keep a journal of your thoughts? While I may leave trails in the garden, you can use a pen and paper to track your reflections over time, which is like mapping out the many paths of a sprawling, beautiful garden. Lastly, be as patient and kind to yourself as you would be to a frightened bunny friend. Reflection is not about being hard on yourself. It's about growth and understanding. If you encounter tough thoughts or emotions, treat them with kindness, giving yourself the space to grow at your own pace. Reflecting isn't about finding quick answers, much like how finding the best leafy greens in a vast garden takes time. It's about understanding yourself better, step by step, and making thoughtful decisions that lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. While self-reflection can be as rewarding as finding a new patch of clover, it's not always easy. Sometimes it can feel like trying to navigate through a thick patch of brambles. But don't worry, I'm here to guide you through some common challenges and how to overcome them, just like how I cleverly find my way around the garden obstacles. One of the first hurdles you might encounter is being overly critical of yourself. It's like when I chew on a bit too much parsley and then fret all night about it. The key here is to shift your perspective. Reflecting isn't about scolding yourself, it's about learning and growing. When you find yourself being too harsh, try to focus on constructive thoughts and what you can learn from the experience, much like how I learn which plants are best to nibble on. Another challenge is avoiding tough thoughts. Sometimes I'd rather not think about the scary shadows in the back of the garden, but avoiding them doesn't make them go away. It's the same with difficult emotions or memories. Facing them can be tough, but it's also a step towards understanding and eventually overcoming them. A good way to start is by acknowledging these thoughts and feelings, perhaps writing them down or discussing them with a trusted friend. You might also find it hard to make time for reflection. Life for you humans seems as busy as a rabbit's day, dodging gardeners and sneaking veggies. To hop over this obstacle, try integrating small moments of reflection into your daily routine. It could be while waiting for your morning coffee to brew or during a quiet moment before sleep. These small pockets of time can add up to significant insights, just like how each small leap helps me cover a lot of ground. And lastly, if you feel stuck or that your reflections aren't going anywhere, it might be helpful to seek external perspectives. Just as I sometimes need a nudge from my buddy 8-Bit to try a new approach to a tricky tunnel, you might find it useful to talk to friends, family, or even a professional who can offer new insights and guide your reflective journey. As we near the end of our journey today, let's consider the lush garden of benefits that ongoing self-reflection can cultivate in your life. Much like how I regularly groom my fur to keep it sleek and shiny, regular reflection can polish your life, making it brighter and more fulfilling. First, engaging in regular self-reflection helps you grow in self-awareness. This is like me learning the nuances of my garden, knowing exactly where the juiciest tomatoes are hidden and when the old oak tree provides the best shade. For you, this means better understanding your motivations, desires, and emotions, which can lead to more deliberate and satisfying life choices. Moreover, ongoing reflection fosters resilience. Just as I've learned to find new paths when the garden gate is closed, you too will learn to navigate life's challenges more effectively. Each reflective session builds your ability to handle stress and setbacks, much like each hop strengthens my legs. Additionally, reflection can enhance your relationships. By regularly considering how your actions affect others, you can become more empathetic and proactive in your interactions. It's similar to how 8-Bit and I give each other plenty of space to munch on our favourite treats, but also snuggle up when it's chilly. Your human relationships, too, can deepen and become more harmonious with regular thoughtful consideration. Finally, this practice can inspire and clarify your future aspirations. Just as I dream about entire fields of alfalfa, you can use reflection to envision and clarify your goals. Regularly reflecting on where you are and where you want to be can help keep your dreams within reach, guiding your steps towards them with intention and purpose. As we hop towards the end of today's episode on self-reflection, let's take a moment to fluff our tails and reflect on what we've explored together. We've delved into the importance of self-reflection, uncovered practical tips to get started, navigated through common challenges, and celebrated the bountiful benefits it brings to our lives. Just like a well-tended garden yields a bounty of veggies, a well-reflected life can bring about a richer, more fulfilling existence. Remember, each little moment of reflection is a step towards understanding yourself better, making more thoughtful decisions, and building stronger connections with those around you. Thank you so much for joining me today in our cozy burrow of thoughts. If you've enjoyed our journey into the world of self-reflection, don't forget to subscribe at a 12 Hop Flop for more insights and stories. We love hearing from you, so leave a comment or a review and let us know what topics you'd like us to explore next. Perhaps there's a particular challenge you're hopping through or a garden of thoughts you're eager to cultivate. We're all ears. Until next time, keep your paws padded and your thoughts deep. Happy reflecting.